President Bush stood with his two European visitors and said he anticipates hosting a meeting at which world leaders will work to solve the financial problems.
I look forward to hosting this meeting in the near future. Both developed and developing nations will be represented. And together we will work to strengthen and modernize our nation's financial systems so we can help ensure that this crisis doesn't happen again.
The president was meeting with Mr. Sarkozy and Mr. Barroso at Camp David Saturday to look for solutions to the global financial crisis. European leaders had been trying to persuade Mr. Bush to hold global talks by the end of the year. Mr. Sarkozy, speaking through a translator, called for a swift international response to the crisis, starting in New York.
This must be done forthwith, as President Bush has said, possibly even before the end of the month of November. And we believe that insofar as the crisis began in New York, then the global solution must be found to this crisis in New York, all of us putting our heads together.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon offered Saturday to host the meeting at UN headquarters in New York in early December. Mr. Bush did not announce a time or a place for the summit. Mr. Barroso agreed with the presidents of the two nations that the U.S. and Europe should take the lead in seeking economic solutions, but that other nations should be involved as well.
Around 77% of world wholesale finance is from the United States and from Europe. We Europeans and Americans must now join efforts and extend our cooperation to major developing and emerging economies. We must act swiftly to respond to the urgency, but we must also look forward at the medium and long term.
Both European leaders want widespread reforms in the world's financial system, but U.S. officials said they did not expect any breakthroughs on that at Camp David. Meanwhile, some economists say they see signs that the frozen credit markets, which are at the heart of the crisis, are beginning to improve. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.